Jesus said, "The poor will always be with us." My idea of poor and God's idea of poor don't line up well many times. Somehow I've gotten it in my head that to say someone is poor, immediately into my mind springs the vision of someone who lives day by day, has no property or possessions, with their only collateral being the clothes on their back. And some are even poorer than that. They've only got the collateral of their own skin. Poverty is more than simply not having stuff. God's use of the word varies, but much of the time it can mean thin and deprived of righteousness, afflicted in our thinking, defenseless against unprofitable decision-making, destitute of good ethics, morals, and principles. To say someone is poor also includes being absent of spiritual prosperity, vanished strength, missing courage, and so absent of spiritual gifts that we cry out to God. That is poor, as in not fruitful. And the greatest poverty of all is without Christ. Poor in the sense of not being near to the Lord. With God is prosperous, without God is poverty. Poverty is definitely having to do with social and economic conditions, but I believe the Lord is additionally speaking to something much more broad than simply not having stuff. In order to understand prosperity, we also have to look at poverty, and I believe the Lord has laid out what His idea of prosperity is in order that we would also understand what it does not look like. There is a difference between being humble and few possessions, and being afflicted and deprived, socially defenseless and subject to oppression, victims of infringements. To complicate the issue as to the difference between humble and poor, Jesus said in Matthew 5:3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." In English, one idea of poor is to have no possessions. But yet, he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." What in the world is he talking about? In this case, it means to bow down timidly, as in someone who is beggarly and understands they are so destitute. God alone is their only hope and help. That would be someone who has nothing, or someone who has everything. Both ends of the spectrum can be poor. It's a picture of being humble in our spirits. So if we put the word humble in place of the word poor, the meaning becomes more clear. In other words, when we come to God, we must realize our fallen state, along with our spiritual emptiness and poverty. We must not be self-satisfied or proud in our hearts, thinking, "We don't really need God." If we do, it certainly restricts any prosperity He would extend us. Can you imagine trying to give someone a gift, but they are busy saying they don't need it because they can make do with all they have? The Bible says, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." The Lord does hold up a cautionary flag about being empty and impoverished in our souls, and urges us to pursue spiritual wealth instead. Jesus said, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." When we feel cold and uninspired, when we can't seem to find our heart, many times I say, go find your treasure, because I guarantee your heart is laying around there somewhere. Look at what you value, and you can get a good idea about what is most important to you. Another common view of the poor is someone who is paralyzed by feeling useless, worthless, and unworthy.
I'm just a poor old sinner, man. Just pumping out sin all day long, even in my sleep. I sin when I'm awake, sin when I don't mean to, and sin when I'm asleep. I'm just an old sin pump. It's just hopeless. What's the point?
I feel quite strongly that to rise above that is not about building up our self-esteem, recognizing our own excellence. That's not what God says. The Lord didn't say to stop putting yourself down because the truth is you're so well spoken. He said, stop looking at your own corruptness and look at me. If you're always looking down, all you can see is the ground.
If you're always looking down, all you can see is the ground.
The Lord made our mouth, and He promises to help us find the words which make a difference. Look at Jesus and live. The answer to thinking too little of ourselves isn't in thinking too much of ourselves. Being poverty-stricken is every bit as poor as lounging in elevated self-esteem. They are both poor. Consider, there are two types of poverty here. There is the poverty which settles upon someone who won't work, and the kind which is upon someone like an orphan who has no recourse but to beg. In Mark 12:42, the widow gave one sad little copper coin, which was a beggar's tithe, possibly being seen by others as pitiful and poor. But from God's vantage point, the one who judges according to the heart, she was richer than all the rest put together. She was a picture of prosperity from God's view of things. In John 12, a woman poured very expensive ointment on the head of Jesus, and rather than appreciate the value of the gift from her heart, Judas Iscariot scolded her, suggesting she could have done this and should have done that. He was basically saying her gift was a waste. He was belittling her gift, and she was just stupid. God saw differently, though. He knew her humility and understood that she did what she did in worship and praise of God, from whom all blessings flow. The critic of her actions was actually the one who was poor, and he was also the one who held the money. That's pretty arrogant for the guy with the most money to complain about someone's gift to God only because it deprived them of adding to their own money bags. The poor will always be with us, not just the ones who don't own anything, but also those who are far from God without right principles, good morals, or excellent ethics. What do you think?